Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust podcast, a series of conversations with different members of staff to highlight some of the great work they're doing and aiming to give you, our staff, an insight into what's happening across the Trust. Brought to you by the Communications and Engagement team. Okay, let's get into today's conversation.
Our staff are the core of the NHS Trust, providing care and supporting patient experience. We're proud of the care our staff and services provide. In order to continue providing excellent care, we want to celebrate and recognise the things that our staff do well. We have a number of mechanisms for staff recognition, and we want to talk about the various ways that staff and public can say thank you and well done. I'm talking today to Lisa Murdoch, Associate Director of HR Operations, and Elaine Hodson, Health and Wellbeing and Engagement Lead, about staff recognition. Lisa, if staff want to give recognition to other staff, how can they do this?
So first of all, we just wanted to say a big thank you to all our staff. We recognise it's been a really challenging few years and we think our staff are doing a really great job. So we are keen to recognise that further. And on that note, just a reminder to everyone to make sure you access your HUG thank you vouchers. So the Trust Board sent these out to staff just as a small gesture to thank everyone for our hard work. So remember to use and spend those vouchers. So one of the things we've got at the moment is a campaign called I Am The Change, which is an initiative to talk about positive changes that are made around the Trust. So, for example, it could be simple acts of kindness. It could be just a reassuring smile to patients and their loved ones. Maybe it's an improvement to the quality of clinical care. So any work that kind of goes above and beyond, you can submit the details through the I Am The Change campaign.
And any member of staff can do this by going to the staff intranet and following the links to I Am The Change. And Elaine, what if staff want to celebrate each other by giving a quick mention?
So staff can give a virtual shout out to their colleagues on the intranet, and that will be included in the daily newsletter as well as it remains online for everyone to see. And this is a great way to support all of your colleagues. Also, the monthly cares awards have just been relaunched. So this is to formally acknowledge and recognise the contribution of our staff. Staff can nominate individuals or a team for a Cares Award via the GreyText process. We want to recognise when a colleague has done something great in any aspect of their work, and the monthly winners will be included in Trustee News and on the Cares Award page on the intranet.
And the GreyText nomination link is on the staff intranet on the homepage in the applications bar at the bottom. The Long Service Awards for staff have also been launched. Can you tell us about that, Lisa?
Yeah, so we really wanted to celebrate with those members of staff who've reached certain milestones for their NHS long service. So we've already got a Long Service Award for staff on retirement, but we wanted to recognise those staff who are currently in our employment. So we've now got an award when staff reach certain milestones, going up from 10 to 40 years. So staff will get a pin badge, which highlights their length of service, and also a certificate of appreciation. So we're launching a rolling process to do that each month now, which Elaine is leading on.
Sounds great. And Elaine, what should patients do if they want to give positive feedback or recognition about staff or the Trust?
So patients can always put a shout out for staff on our Trust social media at Hillingdon NHSFT or through our PALS office, and those details are on our website. But also, just to add, we are reviewing our reward and recognition offers for staff, and we hope to be able to hold more face-to-face events in the future. So keep an eye out for all of those details on our Trustee News.
Thanks for all the information. Thanks for joining me today. Please, anybody, staff or patients, contact us through the various methods. We're keen to feedback to staff and to recognise their amazing work that they carry out every day.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media and send us any other comments and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.